what hit home in particular was a couple of people's, and they said it with that shake in their voice. This was the first time they ever had a check. They were worried their Social Security check hadn't been deposited.
That's Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford.
You could just see the anxiety in their body language, hear it in their voice.
Bedford was describing some of the public comment received by the Board of Orange County Commissioners from residents in early April, concerned about taxes being raised on top of new property values, which were assessed this spring and will likely already increase taxes for homeowners. If the county's tax rate is kept revenue neutral, though, it may leave the local governments on the hook to cover gaps in federally funded programs that may not see the same allocations as before from President Donald Trump's administration. And that comes as Orange County and the municipalities weigh paying for necessary infrastructure updates and long-term capital needs. Bedford asked the gathered public at that April 15th meeting to consider what services they would be willing to live without in order to maintain their homes and stay in the county. She added that the commissioners will be, quote, very serious about weighing the needs versus the wants of the community.
People want us to commit to only raise taxes this much or don't raise them at all. And I feel that's not our fiduciary duty. We have to listen. We have to read, go page by page, hear the staff, hear the presentations, and then really, you know, try to make those best decisions for the county and for our residents.
The Chapel Hill Town Council meets Wednesday night and will hold a public hearing dedicated to constituents' concerns about this upcoming budget. During a work session last week, town staff said they must address a $6.7 million funding gap projected for the next fiscal year as the town government works through the allocations for services, capital projects, and staff. When asked how the town got to this level of disconnect between its revenue and expenditure, Chapel Hill Mayor Jess Anderson partially attributed it to preparing for the loss of federal funds. Other factors are both national and self-imposed, as the town sought for years not to raise taxes on residents amid the economic challenges presented by the COVID-19 pandemic. But now, Anderson said, they may have to.
Our sales tax revenues have been flat, and also our permitting and inspections has been flat, and that's partially because people are not coming in to do projects because of the economy, you know, because of a lot of things. But also, we, over many years, have really tried to avoid raising taxes. However, of course, now with the current chaos and uncertainty of the federal level, that's really where it compounds all of it and makes it so that we have that deficit because we're trying to make up for federal funding that was supposed to come in.
During one of its initial budget work sessions with the town council on April 8th, Carrboro's town staff said not including federal funding, the town is facing a second consecutive year of needing to cover a gap between its expenses and revenue. It's projected to be about $5.1 million this next fiscal year, but that gap comes alongside a variety of other budget priorities sought by the town manager and requested by council members. They include more allocations for affordable housing efforts, sustainability initiatives, design phases for the extension of Bowling Creek Trail, Chapel Hill Transit, and more. And the estimated net total of those was $5.9 million. With those numbers and the added outside factors, Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fushi warned of some difficult decisions that will need to be made in the coming weeks.
There will be a lot of pressure on our budget this year with the priorities and the drivers, and then just adding in all the things that are going on around us. So all that, you know, it's going to be a different budget picture.
Many of the initial items suggested for cuts at the Chapel Hill Town Council work session were dismissed by the elected officials, with Mayor Anderson later saying she believes it could both fail to achieve long-term savings and align with the town's values when facing challenging times.
Reducing services for our most vulnerable population is not, I think, a direction we want to go. And so figuring out how we balance that with not really making things unbearable for folks from a tax perspective is our job.
The Chapel Hill Town Manager will present her recommended budget at the Council's May 7th meeting, just one day after the Carrboro Town Manager presents her recommended budget. The public will have more time to provide feedback before the town's and county's budgets and tax rates must be approved in June. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.